WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Good morning, happy Wednesday to you. Welcome in to a new day here on the program. And the sun is up, although Christina's forecast said there may be a few raindrops. It looks pretty clear out there right now, but we'll see. It's going to be some clouds around during the day. So I'm actually going to head out to that Edaville auction right after the show. We can talk about that coming up in a bit. I want to thank Paul Santos for filling in for me yesterday. Paul is... He leaves here and then he goes and does his actual regular job. So I appreciate him working a little extra to help me out. And starting this Saturday, you can hear him every week, 7 to 9 on Saturday mornings with the Paul Santos Show, part of our new Saturday lineup that debuts this Saturday. So starting this week, it'll be 7 o'clock, the Paul Santos Show, 9 a.m., the Ken Pittman Show, noon, Money Matters with Jose Matos and Sierra, and then at 1 o'clock, you will have, rather than the Best of Howie, you will have Freedom Fools with Brian Thomas. And then the Brian's Beat program will be moving to weeknights from 6 to 7. So Brian will still be here every weeknight. He's just flipping the names of his shows from the Saturday show to the Daily Show to better fit the theme of what he plans on talking about with each one. And, of course, it'll all be available for you via podcast, and we hope that you will tune in. I like the idea of having more talk on Saturdays. I know a lot of folks have said, you know, what about Sundays? We'd love to hear some local talk on Sundays. Well, Sundays, we have some great sponsors who actually run programs and things like, well, we have Town Square Sunday a couple times each Sunday because I've got an idea for a show that we're going to put in place of one of them, but just don't have everything together for it yet. It's going to be a show that I'm going to put together during the course of the week and then run on Sundays. But you restaurant fans, you foodies will appreciate it. Let me just say that. And then also, we have, of course, the Happy Bible Hour, the longest running, I believe it's the longest running radio show in Massachusetts. I think it's the longest running radio show in the country. It's been on for what, over 100 years now? I mean, amazing. So, of course, you can catch that and The Retirement Factory. So we've got plenty of things for you to listen to every Sunday. But thanks again to Paul. So yesterday, I know I wasn't, you know, being forthcoming about what I was having done. It's not that it was anything that I was not willing to share. It's just, I don't know how many people want to hear about me talking about a colonoscopy while they're having breakfast, but that's what I went in for. Just a routine colonoscopy. I'm 47, had never had one. And they had asked me to do the Cologuard a couple years ago, and I didn't do it. I didn't do it because, I mean, the idea of what the process of that, if you're not familiar, is you basically go in the box, and then you mail out the box, and then they run the tests. Now, I do all my mail through the UPS store next door because I don't have a mailbox where I live. Like, the mailbox was broken, and I told the landlord, rather than fix it, I'm not going to get mail here anyway. So I will just use the UPS store next to work. Because I don't want packages delivered and, you know, you never know who's going to take them or any of that. So I was like, I'm just going to get the mail next to work so I can pick it up every day super easy. And now I'm going to go in there with this box that says Cologuard all over and be like, here. So I was like, eh. So because I waited and didn't do it, they said, all right, well, now you got to go in. But I'm glad because they said that that's a lot more accurate And, you know, going in and having it done is a lot more accurate. And then also, you know, they found something and was able to remove it. And we'll see when the tests come back. So that's where I was. And I will talk a little bit more about it, but not get into the grossness of the procedure, which was actually nothing for me. I was asleep the whole time. But let's take a phone call. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Morning, Tim.
How you doing?
Good. Well, just welcome to all the undignified joys you get to do when you get a little bit older. They just keep rolling right in, you know?
You know, it was all worth it because I got the best graham crackers and cranberry juice I ever had afterwards.
It's funny that they tell you can't eat, you know, after midnight. All of a sudden, everybody wants to eat after midnight or whenever it is, you know?
Yeah.
Or earlier that day. It's like, you know, you really get hungry for whatever reason. But they definitely use a different product that they want you to drink now. And about 5 or 6 years ago, it was citrus nitrate, I think. And somebody should have titled that product called Kaboom, you know, because there's no warning label on that at all. That's all I could say. Don't leave your house once you drink that. And it's an embarrassing procedure. Not really embarrassing, just undignified, I'm going to say. But we have to have it. It's important. And you have to have it every so many years, you know. And can't really avoid it. And Paul Santos is a childhood friend of mine. It's always good to have him on, as well as it's always great to have you on. But I do like Paul Santos, too, and he's a good guy. And so he did a good job filling in for you, and it's good to have you back, and I'm glad everything's okay.
Thank you very much. I hope you'll be listening to Paul on Saturdays if you're up.
Yes, I do. I do listen to him. Whenever he comes on, I listen to him. Well, I listen to the station all the time, so well, I catch him whenever he comes on.
He'll be with you every Saturday now, starting this week.
Sounds good. Take care, my man.
All right, have a good day.
Yep.
And yeah, that's right. I mean, it is a little, so you feel like it's going to be undignified, but they do a great job, at least, you know, in my experience at St. Luke's, they do a good job of making sure that it's as comfortable and dignified of a process for you as can be. The thing that I was the most concerned about was, yeah, like the caller mentioned, the prep. Because I had to do similar prep when I had my kidney out. So they wanted me to make sure that I had, like, you know, nothing in my bowels. So I couldn't eat solid food the day before. And that, I think that was more because of I was undergoing serious anesthesia. With this, they don't give you serious anesthesia. They give you, what is it, propofol, I think. So they basically just give you a little something and then you fall asleep. And then I actually kind of woke up as they were finishing. And because I guess they just give you enough, you know, they give it to you to keep you sedated and then they stop when you get close to the end. And so I woke up and I was like, I still feel something back there, but they were wrapping up. They were just like, you know, wrapping up my Johnny and rolling me over and everything. But it was totally fine, totally painless. But it is the prep that is the hardest part because you've got to stop eating certain things and stop taking certain things within 5 days. And then within 2 days, you've got to start doing this. And then the hardest part for me was the day of, because I'm diabetic, I had to go early in the morning. So you have to drink drink the first part of the solution at 5 p.m. the day before. And because of my schedule, I didn't want to do it any earlier because I couldn't be home any earlier. And then you have to drink the remaining part of it within 4 hours of your time of appearing. And my time of appearing was 7:45. So I got up at 3 o'clock in the morning and downed the rest of the solution and then tried to go back to sleep for 2 hours from 4 to 6 before I had to wake up and shower. And my dad was picking me up to bring me because you can't drive yourself home. And that was the harder part because I was like, well, I had to wake up to take that stuff. And then you got to take it in 15-minute increments. You can't down it all at once because it can hit you way too hard. And I was just like, this part is the torture part. But then I knew when I was getting there, I was going to get a nice little half an hour nap. So 508-996-0500. Then I just went home and slept the rest of the day. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good, thanks. Sorry, I don't know I'm a little congested, so hopefully you can understand me as I'm talking.
You sound okay, you know, but hopefully it's just allergies.
No, I think it's, I think I have a sinus infection. From what I understand, a lot of it's going around. But anyway, So I've had two colonoscopies, and I haven't had one in the last 10 years. And, you know, my doctor's always on top of me. So that whole prep thing is what gets me. And someone who already has colon issues, you know, once I drink that stuff and do that, I mean, like, I'm my situation for a couple of months after that is not good. But anyway, talking about Cologuard, I don't know if you know this or not. Maybe a lot of people don't. So anyway, I agreed to do the Cologuard. And meanwhile, you know, I had the box at home. And in the interim, I started talking to people about the Cologuard because I had never done that. And a couple of people said to me, you know, if I were you, I really wouldn't do that because you're going to open yourself up for problems with your insurance company. So I said to them, like, what are you talking about? And I guess this has already happened to a couple of people. So instead of doing the colonoscopy, they do the Cologuard. It gets sent in. And I guess, you know, if it comes back positive or shows something, now they're scheduled to do, you know, the colonoscopy. And come find out, because they had the colonoscopy, I mean, the Cologuard done, the insurance considers that, I forget what they told me, it's like already a colon exam test, prep test. So when you go to do your colonoscopy, the insurance refuses to pay for it.
They basically say, yeah, it's voluntary at that point.
Right. So a couple of people, I guess, like the doctors don't tell you anything. Nobody in the medical, you know, field tells you anything. So they got a bill. You know, I think this person said they got a bill like for $3,000 or something. And so they questioned it, you know, like, why didn't my Blue Cross Blue Shield pay for it? And when she, you know, they called the billing department, come to find out that was the reason. So the person was pretty ticked off because they were like, well, you know, when the doctor's office gives you that option, like, why don't they explain that to you? Like, why don't they say, look, you know, these are the two options, but be aware that if you do the Cologuard and it comes back positive, you know, you most likely, you'll have to call your insurance company to find out, because if you need a colonoscopy, they may not cover it.
I mean, only reason I can think of why they wouldn't tell you that is maybe it's different for different insurance companies, but they should still warn you that it's a possibility.
Right. So long story short, I never did it. My box is here. It's still sitting here. I know Cologuard is always calling me and sending me messages. But the last time I talked to the lady, I basically told her I wasn't going to do that. But they just don't give up. I mean, they're still calling and still send. But I don't know, you know, that was a new one on me. And I was really kind of happy I got to know that ahead of time, because, I mean, if my insurance didn't cover it and now, God forbid, you know, I had to have a colonoscopy, I'd have to pay all that money out of pocket. I mean, that's crazy.
Right. Yeah. And now you have a great box to hang on to, so that at Christmas time you can give that give somebody a gift in that and surprise them.
Oh, Tim, you're too funny. Anyway, you have a good day, okay?
You too. Yeah. Take care.
Yeah, bye.
And I might actually do that. Although my brother's probably listening on his way to work, so I can't do that to him now because he'll be expecting it. But might be a good joke gift from my dad. Surprise! This is what you're getting. It's actually for you to use. But anyway, yeah, no, that's a fair point, is, you know, you're going to end up getting charged double. And I can tell you that the conversation I had with the nurse about it, I was telling him, you know, I got the box and I didn't do it. And so now I'm here. And he said, you know what? You're better off being here, because if you send it off in the mail, a positive is a positive. So, you know, if it comes back positive from Cologuard, it's usually not wrong. And then you have to go in anyway, as the caller said. But if you get a negative isn't necessarily a negative. That there's been plenty of times when Cologuard has come back as negative, where if you had a colonoscopy, it would have been positive for colon cancer. So, and plus, you know, as I mentioned, had something there and they removed it and sent it off to be tested. That doesn't happen if you use Cologuard. So now, at the very least, what I had is removed, whether it turns out to be cancerous or not. And I'm hoping not, but having already had cancer once before, I'm not scared of it as much as I used to be, especially with the great care that they give me at South Coast Health and St. Luke's Hospital and the South Coast Cancer Center over here. You know, I got invited to the Survivors Luncheon, which is happening next month. And I haven't accepted yet because I don't know if I want to go. I don't know if I don't really consider myself a survivor. It was easy for me. You know, within months of finding out that I had it, I didn't have it anymore. And I never had radiation. I never had chemo. I never had to go through, you know, getting sick. I just, you know, gave up a kidney and went through that process, which was certainly not easy, but nothing compared to what people who are battling the disease go through. But, you know, I figure I've got this platform here. I've got people that are my age that listen to this program and maybe a little bit younger even. And so I'm going to tell them, hey, you know, these are the things that you got to do. And I'm going to use this to spread the information because it's beneficial for everybody. I mean, much of the audience has probably already gone through their first colonoscopy. And I would, oh, that's not a big deal. And if I had said that on the air, that's what I was having done, a lot of people would have called me and said, hey, don't worry about it. You know, it's easy. I've done it. Not a big deal. The prep is the hardest part, which, you know, a lot of friends and colleagues told me. But I think that we can do a lot of good by sharing our experiences with people and helping them realize that keeping up with your health is not as daunting and as scary of a thing as you may think that it is. Because I've learned my lesson. You know, preventative health is better than reactionary health. I still haven't learned that lesson with my car. I still haven't learned that preventative maintenance is better than reactionary maintenance. But at least with my own body, I'm learning that. 508-996-0500. We're going to take a break here for the news. We're going to take a break and then come back with the news. And then we'll take more of your calls. 508-996-0500. We'll be right back.
Cell phones soon will be banned statewide in classrooms in one Northeast state. Financial expectations are looking better in 2026. And the power is back in Portugal.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Amazon is disputing a report that says displaying how much tariffs add to the total costs of items will be posted on the website. This comes after Punchbowl News reported the online retail giant would do that. In a statement, Amazon said the ultra-low-cost part of its service that competes with Chinese sites like Temu considered adding import charges to its cart, but decided against it. Earlier, the White House criticized the reported move, with Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt calling it a hostile political act. President Trump marking his first 100 days in office. Here's Kristen Marks.
The administration is touting its success on the economy and immigration, although recent polling shows many Americans disapprove of some of Trump's policies when it comes to those issues. A new NBC News Stay Tuned poll finds that only 39% approve of Trump's tariffs, while his overall approval rating is 45%.
It's been 100 days of hell for American families.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. Trump does fare better with immigration, with border crossings down 95% last month compared to March of last year, according to the administration. It's dealing with backlash, though, from some controversial deportations, including three American children to Honduras without due process.
The power is mostly back on in Spain and Portugal a day after a massive blackout disrupted life for tens of millions. Ross Cullen has an update.
The banking sector, schools, electricity and homes across the Iberian Peninsula and sporting events were also among those impacted by the sudden loss of power on Monday. The electricity supply between Spain and Portugal is highly interconnected and engineers worked through the night to bring substations back online.
About 3 in 10 Americans are expecting their household finances to improve in 2026.
A poll from The Economist YouGov found 30% of Americans expect their household finances will be better in April of 2026, marking the lowest share since October of last year. 28% of respondents said they think they'll be just about the same, while another 29% predicted that they would be worse off, and around 13% were unsure. The findings come as President Trump's handling of the economy remains in the negatives, despite an uptick after he temporarily paused many of his tariff plans. I'm Lisa Taylor.
A court appearance scheduled for yesterday for the man charged in connection with a massive wildfire in Ocean County, New Jersey, has been delayed. Scott Pringle has why.
Prosecutors accuse 19-year-old Joseph Kling of Waretown of arson. They allege he started a bonfire in the woods with wooden pallets last Tuesday and left without properly putting the fire out. He's now scheduled on Friday to be in Ocean County Superior Court. The fire has burned more than 15,000 acres in Barnegat, Ocean, and Lacey Townships. Records show Kling was hit with a fine on January 17th for having an open fire in Lacey.
An arrest has been made in Iraq, linked to a terror attack in New Orleans that killed 14 people on New Year's Day. The suspected ISIS member will be prosecuted under the country's anti-terrorism laws. The two nations have been working together on the investigation. The driver who plowed into the French Quarter crowds was killed by police. The FBI said at the time that the army sergeant from Texas was radicalized and was an ISIS supporter. Schools across New York State will need to keep cell phones out of the classroom starting next academic year. Each school district is coming up with their own enforcement plan to keep phones out of class. Educators and students are weighing in to see if maybe a ban would help.
Oh, absolutely. We already started a no cell phone in this building, and it has improved socially for the students. They're interactive, they're involved in class. It's wonderful.
A lot of kids my age are usually trapped on the internet, so phone bans could actually help them pay attention more.
I don't like it. Phones are good to have, like, for safety reasons.
Governor Hochul says bell-to-bell cell phone ban is part of a $254 billion state budget, adding getting rid of phones in school will improve concentration during class and the mental health of children.
WBSM Sports.
NBA playoffs, game 5 at the Garden last night. Celtics eliminate the Orlando Magic, 120-89. Celtics advance to the Eastern Conference semifinals. It was the Red Sox over the Blue Jays in Toronto last night, 10-2. Sox and Jays back in action tonight at 7:07.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
We're starting out a little dreary on this Wednesday morning. Clouds still around and a drip or a drop still not out of the question this morning, but things improve dramatically as we get into the afternoon. The cold front that was driving the not-so-pleasant weather is long gone by that point. That means not only is the weather considerably drier, but less cloudy as well. More sunshine this afternoon. Temperatures in the upper 60s and low 70s. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content with the WBSM app.
And that is the Cowboy Junkies covering Velvet Underground. And we have got your first Money Talks Cash Code of the Day coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. We have just 3 days left, 2 days left for you to win $1,000. And then tomorrow is our final $10,000 Thursday. So make sure you're listening all day long to WBSM and get that code every hour and enter it in at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app for your chance to win with Money Talks on WBSM, brought to you by Long Moving and Storage. Also, while we're talking contests, we have another one going online at WBSM.com and on the app, where you can enter to win tickets to the Friday lineup of Boston Calling. It's coming this weekend, this Memorial Day weekend to Harvard University's athletic complex. They've been doing it for the last few years, and it's been getting bigger and better every year. And it really is one of the premier events of the summer. I've gone the last couple of years. I like it a lot. You've only got a couple of days left to get the current prices if you want to buy tickets, because the prices do increase Friday, May 2nd at 11:59 p.m. So right as it turns into May 3rd, the prices are going to go up. So right now you can get them at a special deal. But if you want to enter to win a free pair of tickets to Friday's lineup, I believe they're bracelets, but if you want to win a free pair to Friday's lineup, Friday only, you can enter right now at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. Who will be there on Friday? Well, it's headlined by Luke Combs and Megan Maroney. Also appearing, Sheryl Crow, that's who I want to see the most, T-Pain, TLC, Mike, The Sacred Souls, Max McKnown, Weldorado, Infinity Song, Kyle Dion, BB Stockwell, Holy Roller, Latrell James, Megan from Work, Future Teens, and Battle Mode. Now, out of those, I got to tell you, I only know Luke Combs, Megan Maroney, Sheryl Crow, T-Pain, TLC, but that lineup alone makes it worth it. So if you want to enter to win tickets, you can do so right now at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. And our ticket giveaways here on the program, Tim's Tickets, are brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven, the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy, and also where they have great tasting events. And I got to tell you that this Friday, we've got a very exciting tasting event happening at Stevie's that you might want to be part of. Because this Friday from 5 to 7 p.m., it's the halfway to Halloween tasting event. So they're going to have some spirits for you to try, but they're also going to have special deals on some of the spooky themed drinks that they have. So the Harridan Vodka Paranormal Reserve Edition, there's the Ghost Tequila that comes in the Ghost bottle. They have some other tequilas that come in skeleton bottles, all kinds of great stuff. Kelly's going to join us later on in the program for a few moments to talk about what they'll have there. But as part of this event, and it's free to attend, as part of this event, I'm going to be there telling some spooky stories. I'll be telling ghost stories over in the tasting area. But we'll also have Stephanie Burke there giving mini readings. Now, Stephanie's readings are the only thing that's going to cost you money. She's doing 5-minute mini psychic readings for $20. And that means, you know, psychic means, telling you the future, that kind of stuff, telling you insights and things like that, not connecting with deceased loved ones. That's mediumship. So that takes a little bit too long to be able to do, and it gets people too emotional. And then it becomes hard for her to say, okay, 5-minute limit is up. I got to go to the next person. So she's going to be doing psychic readings only. But we'll have more information about that tomorrow, because Stephanie's going to join me for a few minutes to tell you what you can expect. But this is going to be our halfway to Halloween tasting event at Stevie's. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I hope that you come on out. I promise I'll tell you my favorite ghost story. I'll have that one on tap. The story of Liza Tower Hill. It's my favorite story to tell. But, you know, then I'll probably leave it up to you guys what other stories you want me to tell. I'll bring a list and we can figure out what ones I should be telling because some of them, they're not Halloween stories. Some of the things that happen this time of year. So, but that'll be happening on Friday from 5 to 7 at Stevie's, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. And Kelly's going to join us later on to talk a little bit more about it and let us know what we're going to be sampling. 508-996-0500. That is the number to call in and chime in. As I mentioned, you know, we were talking about why I was out yesterday. I had a colonoscopy and again, couldn't have gone easier. Even the prep, you know, wasn't so bad in terms of the stuff I had to take and what happened as a result of it. That wasn't so bad. The hardest part for me was going on that clear diet because I have to have a high protein diet and low carb diet. So, you know, it kind of can mess with you a little bit. Especially when you're used to eating certain things. But I did discover something new out of it. I really like white grapefruit juice. I had never had it before. I drink a lot of regular grapefruit juice.
And I know it's not great for somebody with diabetes, but because of my kidney issues, I want to make sure that I do as little as I, you know, have as, that I do as much as I can to keep those kidney stones that I have in my remaining kidney as little as possible. So cranberry juice is helpful with that. So I discovered the white cranberry juice. So that there's something positive that came out of it. And then yesterday I said, you know, I'm just going to have some carbs because I got to build my energy back up after a couple of days of having nothing. So my dad drove me from the hospital and I was like, let's stop at Friendly Donut. So I got a nice couple of donuts there. But I'm excited for Fun Friday because then I can have some D's hot dogs. 508-996-0500. We have the Edaville auction happening today. We have the rides being auctioned off. It's going to be going on at 10:30 in the morning. Now, you just can't show up randomly and bid on these things. You have to be registered, and it requires a letter. I don't know anything about the bidding process. I don't know what's involved with all of that. There's information there linked in the story that you can click on and find out more. But basically, they are going to be registering people this morning beginning at 8:30 a.m. So I don't know if you're somebody that owns property and was looking to add an amusement ride to it and you've got all the proper licensing and everything. But I think what we're really going to see around this auction will be people from other amusement parks in other parts of the country who are going to be showing up in flatbed trucks. And because if you win, you have to dismantle the rides and take them away as quickly as possible. So you can do it until 6 p.m. today, or you can go back tomorrow and do it from, I believe, 8 or 9 in the morning till 5 p.m. And then if you don't get it done those 2 days, you have until May 15th to get it off the property. Because they got to start doing the work for King Richard's Fair to have it ready to open in time at the end of August. So they're trying to get all these rides out of the way. My assumption is, and I don't know anything about it, I've had some communication with Dan, the auctioneer, but I didn't get too deep into it with him. My assumption is all the rides are still where they always were. It looks like they pulled out some of the dark rides that they had in storage and brought those outside. So that makes it a little bit easier, but I think you're moving them from the midway, which is easy enough. There's a road that you can drive in and out. I've driven it many times for different events I've done there. But I'm hoping some of these rides stay local somehow. I mean, I don't see, you know, unless a business wants to buy them to run them on their property, I don't see where else they could go. I mean, these aren't the kind of rides that Six Flags is interested in. These are likely going to go to small heritage amusement parks or traveling carnivals or people that own, like, you know, a go-kart place that wants to add some amusement rides to the property. But from my understanding, and this is just me speculating here, this isn't anything that I've talked to anybody about, but if you're looking for rides, this is going to be the cheapest ride you're ever going to get because they got to get them out of there. Like the people buying these items, they've got the power. Because otherwise they're probably going to end up getting scrapped. And some of these rides go back far into Edaville's history. The Big Eli Ferris wheel goes back to 1953. I believe it was the first ride that was added to the park. And then there's a couple others from the 1960s. The early 1960s. That people were still riding on last winter. But they're getting rid of all the rides and they're going to be going, I guess, with just the train and the lights in the Christmas season. All of the vintage railroad apparatus that were around the park, those are all being removed and brought to John Deli Priscoli's other railroad, the Grafton and Upton Railroad. So Edaville is not going to look like Edaville at all anymore. And I'm really interested in finding out what's going to happen here because, first of all, what happens to the house? We call it the suicide house because three different people have committed suicide there. But it was kind of the operations center for the park. It's where they let people who worked at the park stay during the season. It's where they had like kind of the break area for the employees. What's going to happen to that? I'm going to assume that that's gone. They've been talking about tearing that down for years. I'm going to assume that that's going to happen if it hasn't already. What's going to happen to the museum building that was the headquarters and screen house for the LSD Atwood Cranberry Company? What's going to happen to that building? Can you have a brick building in the middle of a Renaissance fair? Like, I'm glad that King Richard's Fair gets to continue on despite their issues with the current landowner. Well, I guess not current anymore because they're moving to the Edaville property, the former landowner. But the owner of their former land. But what's going to happen to whatever's left of the park? And I don't like this at all as someone who is a lifelong Edaville fan. You know, I wear Edaville hats and sweatshirts. I have a shrine to Edaville in my office. I don't want to see the park go away, but it looks like now it's more inevitable than ever. Remember, when it closed down in the 90s, they got rid of the decorations. They got rid of some of the train apparatus that was there, but they didn't tear the rest of it down. It's going to be gone. And honestly, I'm trying to be understanding of the King Richard's Fair people. And it seems like King Richard's Fair is trying to be understanding of the Edaville people. But you're going to cough this up for something that is a couple of weekends out of the year that only a select group of people actually want to attend. And you're going to give up something that had much more potential if people were running it the proper way. You couldn't have found a way to make these things coexist. I don't know. I think it's not going to work out well for King Richard's Fair the way that they envision it happening, but I could be wrong. And again, I don't wish any ill will on them at all. I hope that everything works out great for them because that's also something that I want to see continue on. But I feel like there's going to be a backlash against them for this. 508-996-0500. I've got to take a break. We'll be back in a few moments. Welcome back in. This portion of the program brought to you by The Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. And, oh man, would I love a nice butcher shop steak for dinner tonight. But I'm going to be running around doing all kinds of stuff. So I guess it'll just have to wait for this weekend. But that doesn't mean that should stop you from stopping by The Butcher Shop and getting yourself something delicious. And you know what? Maybe I'll stop by there and grab some dinner, something already made so that I don't have to worry about cooking. That's the great thing about The Butcher Shop. They make hot, fresh food every day, so you've always got something good that you can pick up on the go. But when it comes time to cooking things for your family, you're not going to get better quality than you're going to get at The Butcher Shop. Certainly better than what you're getting in the supermarket, certainly better prices. And again, it's going to be cut the way you want it, not the way that the guy at the supermarket wants it. or the woman, but you know what I mean. The problem is with that is they're just doing things the way that they think it'll sell. They're not doing things the way that you want to make it for you and your family. So experience the difference of going to an old school neighborhood market. Check out the butcher shop and see why it is a completely different experience than shopping in the supermarket. You're going to feel old school while at the same time being like, this is the new way that I want to shop from now on. So check it out. The Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. And everybody that I know that has gone there from hearing about it here on WBSM, nobody's been disappointed. Everybody's come back and said, thank you for recommending it. I only go there now for my meat and other items as well, like the beer and wine, the cheese, all kinds of stuff that you won't find anywhere else. So check it out. The Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. All right, so as I mentioned, the Edaville auction is today. That's going to be, I'm going to head over there and try to, you know, find out as much as I can about where these things are going and then report back to you on it. But it's going to be sad seeing the breakup of this beloved park. And then the question becomes, and this is the question that a lot of people have been asking, how does this affect what it's going to cost to go to Edaville, because they're saying they're still going to have the Festival of Lights. But if all you're getting is a train ride around the park to look at some lights in the woods, well, what is that going to cost you now? Because Edaville had gotten significantly pricey over the years. They started coming out with these package tickets over the last couple of years to offset some of that, but those packages were dependent on there being rides and other experiences as part of Edaville. And if all it is the train, you know, the going rate for just a train ride, I think was, what, under $20? So how does that change things? And does that make Edaville functional to be able to staff it and have all that? Maybe this is finally my chance to get an opportunity to be an engineer or a conductor at Edaville. I guess I better start studying it now. Let me take one final break here, and then we'll be back to wrap up this hour. All right, that is going to do it for this hour. When we come back in the next hour, more with you, 508-996-0500, app chat, open line voicemails on the W.